Reformation. Father, we thank you, Lord, that this is the day that you have made. Therefore, we choose to rejoice. And Father, even in this hour, in this time that we choose to lift your name up, Father, we declare and decree that your will would be done. Father, we declare and decree that sickness will not be named among us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare and decree liberty and freedom and blessings in your name. Father, we decree, Lord, with long life, those that are on this call tonight. Father, we decree peace, love, joy, and happiness on this call tonight. Father, we decree, Lord, that the yokes shall be broken, and those that are held captive, they shall be free in the name of Jesus. We decree all that your will be done and all the blessings that you have destined and want for us, Father. We decree in the name of Jesus that it shall be so, because we are coming into agreement with what you have already spoken concerning us. Therefore, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree, Lord, that we are your people and we are the sheep of your pasture. Therefore, Father, we will lift our voice up like a trumpet, and we will proclaim all that you have for us in the name of Jesus. We decree, Father, that even as we stand in this gap, in this time, in this moment, Father, Father, we decree in the name of Jesus that this will be a place and a space of possibility. It will be a place and a space of miracles. It will be a place and a space where breakthroughs come forth. It will be a place and a space where there will be a shift that will take place in the lives of your people. We decree it and we say it shall be so in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us open up the line and begin.
Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this united front, Lord God. We submit to your will this night, God. We submit to your way, Lord God. We surrender, Lord God, all of who we are. We surrender to you, Lord God, because you told us if we hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord and to observe to do all that you command this day, that you will set us up on high above all the nations of the earth. We thank you, Lord God, that all of these blessings shall come upon us and overtake us because we hearken unto your voice. Thank you, Lord God, that we're blessed in the city. Thank you, Lord God, that we're blessed in the field. Thank you that the fruit of our bodies are blessed, the fruit of our ground, even our animals are blessed, Lord God. Thank you for our basket and our store, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that when we come in and when we go out, the blessings of the Lord come upon us and overtake us. We thank you, Lord God, that our enemies that rise against us one way shall be smitten before our face. They shall come against us one way and flee seven ways. Thank you, God, for commanding the blessing upon us, upon all of that we set our hands to do, Lord God. You blessed it. Thank you that you establish us a holy people unto yourself. Thank you, Lord God, that we commit to walk in your ways. Thank you, Lord, that we name the name of the Lord and that all that we do glorifies you, Lord God, because we surrender, Lord God, and we crucify the works of the flesh. Thank you that you open unto us your good treasure, the heaven to give rain unto our land and its season to bless all the work of our hands. And we shall lend to many nations, and we shall not borrow. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, thank you again for this time to agree together. Thank you for your presence, and thank you for your favor, Lord. Thank you for your direction upon each one of us. Thank you for continued clarity, Lord God, that you are directing our path. And as we consider our ways and acknowledge you in all our ways, that you are directing our path, Lord God, and we have victory in you. Help us to guard our hearts and minds, Lord God, and align our will with yours, to seek not our will, but your will, Lord God. And as we do so, we are in your protection and in your favor and in your guidance, Father. Continue to direct our path as we seek your will, Father God. Help us to have clarity and direction. Help us to seek your face, that we would hear your voice. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear, and to not only know you, Lord God, to not only know your word, but to know your ways, as Master Prophet taught at Prophecology, that a prophet is not only to know your word, but to know your ways as well. Help us to continue to draw closer to you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for favor. Thank you for victory, Lord God, and help us to distinguish ourselves as prophets in every sphere of influence that we have in our lives, and that we would have an impact in our world, Lord God, where you have placed us. And help us to embrace the new when there is shift and change, Lord God, and be willing to let go of the old that no longer serves us or is profitable for us, and to just trust you for what is ahead, Father God. Thank you for your direction and favor in the meantime, Lord God, and that your plans for us are for good and not for evil. Thank you for your continued guidance and your continued mercy and your continued grace, Father. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Father God, we thank you now for this time, Father. We thank you for ushering us into a new day, Father. We thank you for this midnight cry. Father God, we thank you even now for our Archbishop, Master Prophet, Father, and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God, as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, we thank you now for the new thing that you continue to do in each and every one of our lives. Father, we thank you for your arrow of deliverance, Father, that you may shoot in the hearts of men, Father, even now. Father, we thank you because we know, Father, that you are our strength. You are our salvation, and whom shall we fear? Father God, we thank you because we know that you said that we shall decree a thing and see it done, Father, and it shall be established, Father. Father God, we thank you for placing a light even upon our feet, even upon our steps, Father. Father, continue to touch our spouses, Father. Continue to touch our brothers, our sisters, even our minds of our children, Father. Father God, we thank you now, Father. We thank you for the continued blessings, Father, that you shew upon us. Father, we thank you because we know that your promises are yea and amen. Father God, we thank you for giving us your word, Father, which is a lamp unto our feet, Father, and a light unto our path. Father God, we thank you now for the thing that you continue to do for us. Father, we thank you because we know that you said that we were a chosen generation. Father God, we thank you because we know that you said that we were a holy nation, Father, and that we were called out of darkness into your light. Father God, We thank you now that you may even continue to strengthen us, Father, as we share that light, Father, that light of the world with the world, Father, even now. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing. Father, continue to even touch our minds, our hearts, Father, our bodies, Father. Father, right now we know that your word says that you sent your word so that we may be healed from any disease. Father God, we thank you for healing, Father, in our physical bodies. Father God, we thank you for healing now in our emotional bodies. Father God, we thank you now for spiritual cleansing, Father. Father, continue to do what you have done, Father, and we give you the praise. We give you all the honor, Father. We give you all the glory, and we just want to thank you now, Father, for your everlasting grace, your everlasting love, your everlasting mercy, Father, your everlasting peace, Father, that you continue to abound to us. Father, we thank you. We thank you now, Father God. We thank you because we know that it gives the Father great pleasure to give us the kingdom. Father God, we thank you for your kingdom now. We thank you for establishing your kingdom, Father. Father God, we thank you for sending your Son who was and is to come, Father God. In the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Prophet Booker Cole. Your prophetess, Darlene.
Okay, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this midnight cry tonight, Father God. We thank you for keeping us in our right mind, Father God. We thank you for your love, dear Lord. We thank you for the transformations in our life, dear Lord. We thank you for the breakdowns that have come, dear Lord, to make us strong, dear Lord, to take us to the next level in our life, dear Lord. We just thank you for who you are in our life, dear Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, as we continue to trust you in the process of things that we're all going through, dear Lord, we know that you are there with us, Father God. We know that all things work together for those that love you in Christ Jesus, dear Lord. You are our strength, Father God. We just thank you, Lord. We just praise you, Father God. And, Father, look upon our children, dear Lord. I lift all children up to you tonight, Father God. They need you, Father God. They need your guidance, dear Lord. Even with the parents out there that are struggling with their kids, dear Lord, they are all in need, Father God. Look upon the parents, dear Lord, that are struggling, dear Lord. Keep them in their right mind, Father God. Look upon the men, Father God. Strengthen the men, Father God, in this season, dear Lord. They need you, Father God. They need you because they are the leaders. They are the heads, dear Lord, of their families, dear Lord. Strengthen our young men, Father God, that don't even know you, Father God. Those that do know you, dear Lord, continue to strengthen them, Father God. Keep them in their right mind, Father God. We thank you for the teachers in the school, Father God, that's dealing with the children, dear Lord. Continue to give them strength, wisdom, knowledge, dear Lord, and understanding, dear Lord, to help our kids, dear Lord, to take the minds, to focus off of them, that our kids are really in need, Father God, for understanding, love, patience, Father God. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you for all leaders, dear Lord, here, dear Lord, on the midnight cry, those that's working on themselves, dear Lord, that's going to the next level as leaders, dear Lord. We thank you for Zoe Ministry, dear Lord. We thank you for the clarities, dear Lord. We thank you for our mothers, dear Lord. Look upon Mother Jordan, dear Lord. Touch her in a mighty way, dear Lord. Lift her up, Father God. Give her strength, dear Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for all the things that you are doing, Father God. And, Lord, continue to look upon our Archbishop and Pastor Deborah, dear Lord, that they globalize the prophetic, dear Lord. Continue to give them strength, Father God. Continue to give them favor, everything that they touch, dear Lord. Give them their heart's desire, dear Lord. And we thank you, Father God. Look upon their children, dear Lord, their grandchildren, dear Lord, and those more to come, Father God. And we thank you. Look upon all the pastors, dear Lord, that's on the line tonight, Father God. Bless them, dear Lord. Bless their ministry, dear Lord. Take their ministry to a new level, Father God. And we thank you, dear Lord Jesus. Look upon our politicians, dear Lord. Look upon our politicians, dear Lord, that's in authority, dear Lord. So much is going on, Father God, that everybody needs to take their rightful stand, Father God, to stand up for righteousness, dear Lord. Continue to guide them, Father God. Send the right people in their path, dear Lord. Give them favor in everything that they touch, dear Lord. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you for community, dear Lord. We thank you for all the people in community is doing community service, dear Lord. Our leaders, dear Lord, we thank you for them, Father God, that they are standing in the gap for things that need to be done in the community, dear Lord. And, Lord, as we continue to trust you, Father God, for the rest of the week, guide us, dear Lord. let your angels be camped around us, Father God. And we thank you, dear Lord. We thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Prophet Booker Cole.
And Heavenly Father, we just continue to glorify you, Father God. We just continue to magnify you and edify your holy name, Father God. We just continue to praise and lift you up, Father God, because you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be honored. You're worthy to be adored, Father God. But we just set our minds and our hearts on you, Father God, and your love for us, Lord. Thanking you, Father, for all that you've done for us. Thanking you for all that you provided for us in Christ Jesus, Father God. We just can't help but magnify you, Father God. Father God, we just want to hold up, Father God, the leadership in this country, Father God, asking you, Father God, just to take control of their hearts, Father God. Be in the midst of them, Father God. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come to your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just send forth your ministering spirits, Father God, throughout our country, Lord God, to do battle against the spiritual wickedness in high places, Father God. We just glorify you, Father God, for the victory. Father God, we don't know what tomorrow holds, Father God, but our eyes are fixed on you, Lord God. So we know that you're watching over us and protecting us from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the body of Christ. We thank you for this body, Father God, and Zoe, Lord God. Thanking you, Father God, for how that you're moving and strategizing in the world through this ministry, Father God. We thank you, Father God, how that you're building and edifying your people, Lord God, to be ready to do battle against all the wickedness of this world, Father God. We praise you, Father God, for what you're doing, Lord God, in us. Continue, Lord God, to give us wisdom and understanding and strategies, Father God, to go forth into this world, Father God, to bring light, Father God, where darkness is, Father God. Lord God, and to build up the strength of the weak, Father God. We thank you for the seekers, Father God, that are pursuing you right now, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to give them wisdom, Father God, to enter in, Father God. Give them strategies and understanding, Father God, of how to enter into their calling, Father God. And we just give you praise in advance, Father God, for all the new seekers that are coming in, Father God, into the ministry. And Father God, we just continue, Lord, just to hold up Bishop Jordan and Deborah Jordan, Father God, asking you, Father God, to continue to give them vision and direction so that they can effectively direct us, Father God, and give us understanding on our calling and edifying us, Father God. And Father God, we just continue to seek your face, Father God. Thank you for this opportunity and this time, Lord God, to touch base with the faith of the saints, Father God. To seek your presence, Father God. We give you all the praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Prophet Ronnie Perry. Prophet Ronnie Perry.
Father, we thank you. We thank you. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against us can prosper. We thank you, Father, that you have brought your word and manifested it through the mouths of the prophets, that the words that they speak will come true. We thank you, Father, that you for your protection. We thank you for your covering of our houses, our families, and of our wives, of our children, of our communities. You give your people Father, we ask that you would give your people the desire to change, to transform into your righteousness, that the world will see that your word is in their hearts, and that when your word is in their hearts, the people will rejoice. Father, we thank you for the greatness of your word. For you say, call on me, and I'll answer you. I'll show you great and awesome things that you know nothing about. For we saw, and we continue to see, the workings of your miracles in the lives of your prophets, your true spokespersons, so that the people can see your signs and wonders and say, I want to participate in the winning team. Father, we thank you for giving us the wisdom that your prophets bring to us so that we may enjoy the pleasantry of life that you have given us to give. You have declared and decreed that everything that we speak life or we speak death. That which we speak life to shall live. That which we tear down and bring death to, we will destroy. Father, we thank you for giving us a spirit of your words that we bring life. And we bring manifestation of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, God. Prophet Pamela Jemison.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We lift our voice before you, Father God. We thank you for this precious time together, Father God, that you've ordained, Father God. Once again, Father God, we come together thanking you and praising you for the opportunity, Father God. We thank you for the Archbishop, Lord God, our spiritual father of this house, Father God, Master Prophet Eben Lord Jordan. Father God, we thank you for our spiritual mother of this house and our mothers of this house, Pastor Deborah Jordan and Mother Mary Jordan, Father God. Father God, we thank you for every priest in the order of the Jordan family. Family, Father God, and the children, the grandchildren, Father God, and those to come, Father God, the entire family, Lord, we thank you for covering them, shielding, protecting them, Father God, blessing them, coming in and going out. Father, we thank you, Father God, for the ministry of Zoe, Father God, for every company of prophets, Father God, for every member, Father God, every layman, Father God, every, my God, ranking leader in this house, Father God, we thank you for our families, Father God. We thank you for the precious partners, Father God, and all that are connected, Lord Jesus, by your Spirit, those that have come, Father God. We just thank you. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, as we're shifting over into the new day, God. We thank you for new mercies, and we thank you, new grace, Father. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We come before you. We're asking you, Lord God, according to John 14:13-14, to protect us and everyone that we pray for today, and for our homes, Lord God. We thank you for our transportation, Father God, the cars, Father God, the land, the properties, Lord Jesus, the animals that you've given our pets, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the careers, Father God. We thank you for the businesses, Father. We thank you for the finances, Father, and the new money, Father God. We thank you, Edobo Sete, for every ministry represented in this house, Father God. Edobo Sitidio Sete, for every pastor in this house, God. Give us strength, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the ministries in this house, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you right now for placing your anointing freshly upon us, Father God. We can continue to move forward in your will and your purpose, God. We thank you for placing charge over us and keeping us from any harm. The angels are charged over us to keep us from any hurt, harm, and danger from destruction and pestilence, Lord. We thank you for preserving our lives, Father God, even from disease and distress and stress of any sort or fashion. Father, we thank you for protecting us from natural disasters. We thank you for all the attacks that the enemy would try to bring forth. We thank you for covering and shielding, protecting us even from those. God, we thank you for delivering us from any type of trickery and dysfunction and any kind of distraction and illusion and delusion. Father, we thank you that no deception, no snare. My God, nothing that the enemy would try to use, Father God, would be able to throw us off course. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the extreme sensitivity to the Holy Spirit, Father God. We thank you for the leadership of the Holy Spirit and the Godhead. We thank you, Father, hallelujah, that you anoint us to be priests and kings, the sons of you, to help us to realize, God, who we are even the more, Father. Protect us on our right hand and on our left hand, God. Be our rear regard. Father, go before us, make the crooked road straight and rough places smooth, God, that we can possess the gates of the enemy and take back what was stolen from us, God. Help us to learn and to lean upon you, God, in everything that we do, Father God. God, our desire, our heart desire, Father God, is to accomplish your total will in our lives, God. Not our will, but your will to be done, Father. Word, line upon line, precept upon precept, God. We thank you for confirming your word with signs, miracles, and wonders, God. We thank you that we're growing to the full measure and stature and maturation of Jesus Christ in our lives, Father. We thank you for the glory of you that shining upon us in mighty, mighty ways, God. We thank you, Father God. We humble ourselves even more that you will be honored, you be glorified, that we shine forth like bright stars in the midst of a dark, wicked, and perverse generation. Oh, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you right now for watching over your word to perform it. Oh, God, we be mindful and careful to give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' matchless name. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, I submit my life and my family to you, O God.
Father God, I ask that each and every moment, God, that your goodness keeps raining all over us, God. Father God, I thank you for all the things that you have given and what you have laid upon us to take hold of, God. Father God, I lift up every business owner on this conference call line, every entrepreneur, every network, every marketer, everyone that does business in your name, God, I lift them up. Father God, I ask that you send new networks and new contracts, God, with divine connection, God. Father God, we know that all things work out for the good. Father God, I lift up our children and our homes, God. Father God, we know that you are making them the head and not the tail, God. Father God, we ask that you lead them into the right place of righteousness, God. Father God, let their life be a shine to others, God. Father God, we ask that you touch every heart and every mind on this call tonight, God. Father God, we know that it is your will that we have the abundance life, God. God, give us the abundance life. Father God, we thank you for the healing, God. We thank you for the peace. We thank you for our leadership, God. We ask that you lift up Mother Mary Jordan, God. Make sure that everything around her is in divine order, God. Father God, we ask that we even lift up family members, God. Family members that seem like they're lost, God. Father, let them find their way, God. Father God, we know that it is your way. Your way, God. Father God, you get the praise, you get the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, I thank you right now for this, hallelujah, this prayer hour, God. And I thank you, Father God, for the Archbishop Master Prophet Ebenar Jordan. And I thank you for Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. I thank you, Father God, for their prophetic stand for the world, God. And I thank you, Father God, that you're strengthening them and you, hallelujah, you're favoring them and blessing them in every aspect of their life, God. I thank you for their beloved family. I thank you, Father God, for covering them right now with your precious blood. I thank you, Father God, for their grandchildren right now. Cover them in your blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan right now. I thank you, Father God, for strength, hallelujah, and healing and restoration. I thank you, Father God, for lifting her spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, I plead your precious blood over her. And I thank you for the wisdom that you have, Lord, you have bestowed upon her. And I thank you, Father God, for her life, God. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, I pray for the Kelly family right now. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over them. Send your comforting angels around them, God. In the name of Jesus, I decree healing and restoration, love and joy and peace in their life, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the Shin family right now. Cover them in your blood, Lord. Put your loving arms around them, God. In the name of Jesus, bring comforting angels to them, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for restoration and peace in their life right now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for every prophet and prophetess that is on this line, God. And I decree miracles, hallelujah, and breakthrough in their life right now. I thank you for the prosperity, God. Hallelujah. Right now in the name of Jesus in their life, God. That is flowing and there's an overflow going on in their life in every aspect of their life, God. I thank you for every listener on this call right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare miracles and breakthroughs in their life right now. In the name of Jesus. And I say no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against them in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of, says the Lord. I thank you, Father God, that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. I thank you, Father God, you're making us the head and not the tail. You're putting us on top and not beneath. I thank you, Father God, that you're giving us power to attain wealth, God. In the name of Jesus, that we may continuously build your kingdom, God. Continuously give us seed to sow and bread to eat. right now in the name of Jesus. And every assignment of the enemy right now, we call it null and void right now. We cancel every assignment of the enemy over our families, over our lives, over our businesses. Hallelujah, over our careers, God, over the ministries, God, over our community, over our state, God, from state to state. We cancel the assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your will be done. Not our will, but your will, Lord. That kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now for what you're getting ready to do. We thank you for the that dunamis power, that is that healing virtue that is running out of you, Lord, and going into the lives of your people right now. I thank you, Father God, for divine order, divine peace, divine love, divine joy, divine prosperity, divine brotherly love, brotherly kindness. In the name of Jesus, decree it right now. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of temperance, let it rest in our life. Holy Spirit, we ask you right now to go before us right now, to make every crooked place straight. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God, give us wisdom and understanding right now. In the name of Jesus, give us insight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in revelation, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your prophetic anointing, God. And I thank you, Father God, that every word that's been spoken out of the mouths of the prophets, God, let the Spirit begin to hasten the word of the Lord in the lives of your people. Bring courage, God. Give them the courage that you gave Joshua, God, in any situation, God. In the name of Jesus, lasting power, God. In the name of Jesus, God, give us lasting power that we may last. Hallelujah, to win, to finish in your kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. Move every sickness and disease. Oh, hallelujah. I'm off this phone, God. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over your people, over their health right now. Break every yoke of bondage right now, every generational curse right now. We come against it right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of drug addiction right now. I pray for my son right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over Cecil Smart. In the name of Jesus, and I thank the Father, God, that you're making him a man like David, after God's own heart, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, your will is being done in his life. In the name of Jesus, and every young man, that mother that is praying for their sons and daughters, God, I thank you, Father God, that you're making them out of evangelists, prophetess, hallelujah, leaders, God, spiritual leaders, God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare victory and breakthrough in the lives of your people right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
And it is so, and it cannot be no other way, Father. Father, we thank you right now for every prayer, every utterance that has been said, Father. Father, we offer it up to you in the name of Jesus, knowing, Lord, that you hear us when we pray. And we give you thanks, Lord, even as we step into this day, Father, that your will be done, Father, as we step into this day, Lord. Lord, let it be a day like no other day, Lord. Lord, surprise us, Lord. Blow our minds, Father. Father, because we want to do what you want us to do. We want to be obedient to what you have called us to walk into, Lord. Lord, bless every hand, bless every mind, bless every body that's on this call tonight, Lord. Lift them up and strengthen them, Father. Bring about new ideas, witty ideas. Cause them to prosper in the things that you have called them to walk into. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord. Even as we enter into this day, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you're going to do. And we thank you, Lord, that you have already given your angels charge to protect and to keep that which you have given unto us, Father. We thank you for divine protection. We thank you for divine favor. And we thank you, Lord, most of all, that thy will be done in and through us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, Prophet Naomi, we're going to decrease so that you can increase and give us our announcement. And people of God, I just love you and thank God for you. And don't forget, don't keep it to yourself. share what we're doing on this call tonight, because it's not about us, but it's about lifting up the kingdom of God, because the Bible lets us know that if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, that we will hear from heaven. I don't know about you, but it's time for us to hear, not just any kind of word, but a word that's going to shift things, not just in our lives, but in our churches, in our community, in this nation, and around the world. Amen. So, Prophet Naomi, you go forth, give the people the announcement, and thank you, people of God. I love you all. Continue, continue. We are not quitting until God says so. I love you all to life. Peace and blessings.
Thank you, Pastor. Definitely love you as well.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. We love you, and we appreciate everything that you do and your stand. So, people of God, I want to let you know that you can join us back today. You can join us back today at 12 noon, where we're going to be having the prophets. Before I give any other announcements, is there anyone else that have any announcements that they need to share? Okay. Well, we're going to be back on this call at 12 noon, lunch with the prophets. And it is going to be Talk Back Tuesday with Prophetess Jessica Jordan, Prophetess Deanna Kelly, Prophetess Tamalyn Hodge, and other company of prophets that are on that call live with them. Okay, so join them back at 12 noon. Also, you can also look out for your voice messages, emails. The Mass Prophet has updates. Check your messages. And if you have any information, or if you need any information about the ministry, please call 888-831-0434. Again, that number is 888-831-0434. I want to thank you all, and God bless. Good night.
God bless everybody.
God bless you all. Good night.